This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, enjoy clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem sees similar conditions, offering a perfect day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with sunny periods. Here are today's headlines. First, in American Balamilk, analysts connected to the Revolutionary Guards warn that the actions of the U.S. and its allies may repeat historical conflicts. This report comes from Israel Hayom earlier today. Also, Professor Avi Loeb, a renowned Israeli-American astrophysicist, is advising Trump's UFO team. This was reported by Walla earlier today. Also this hour, in a significant development in New York, progressives achieved a sweeping victory in the primaries. Brad Lander defeated moderate Congressman Dan Goldman. This update comes from Israel Hayom, just in. Separately, conflicting narratives continue between Washington and Tehran. Trump insists Iran agreed to increased nuclear inspections, while Tehran denies any missile limits. This report is from Ynet earlier today. And finally, a majority of Israelis view the emerging U.S.-Iran deal as unfavorable. Only a small percentage see the agreement as beneficial for Israel. This is according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eitan Fischberger shared just minutes ago that reports indicate Qatar may have influenced America's strategy concerning the Gaza Strip. This revelation comes in the wake of Israeli strikes on Hamas leaders in Doha. Belaz News posted earlier today that New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli secured the Democratic nomination, defeating anti-Israel candidates. DiNapoli, a supporter of Israel, has held his position since 2007. Raylan Givens expressed concern about the political direction in the U.S., highlighting the election of candidates with anti-Israel sentiment. This comment came earlier today, reflecting growing unease. Let's go deeper, starting with the warnings from Revolutionary Guard analysts. According to Israel Hayom, they draw parallels with historical conflicts, suggesting current U.S. actions could lead to similar outcomes. This raises concerns about increasing regional tensions and potential repercussions for Israel. Turning to Professor Avi Loeb, Walla reports that Loeb is joining a new American team focused on UFOs. Known for his controversial theories, his involvement signals a heightened interest in extraterrestrial research. This could influence future scientific discourse and policy. Meanwhile, in New York, Brad Lander's victory marks a shift in political dynamics. Israel Hayom highlights this as a sign of growing influence by progressive groups. The result may impact U.S.-Israel relations and policy decisions. In the ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations, Ynet details the conflicting accounts from both nations. Trump asserts a breakthrough in nuclear inspections, but Tehran's rejection of missile limits adds complexity. The outcome will affect regional stability and Israel's security posture. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on Israeli public opinion regarding the U.S.-Iran deal. A majority see it as detrimental, reflecting concerns over national security. This sentiment could influence diplomatic strategies and alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports Zara has introduced a new cashback arrangement with Isracard. Consumers can now enjoy savings through digital wallet transactions, enhancing shopping experiences. Separately, according to Globes, Israeli company UVision, known for its suicide drones, plans to file for a Nasdaq IPO next month. They aim for a valuation of $3.5 billion, highlighting the growing interest in defense technology. And finally, CTEC reveals insights from Marvel's CTO, Noam Mizrahi. He discusses overcoming market bottlenecks and the crucial role of AI networks. This highlights Israel's position in advancing global technology solutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.